Are you looking for premium content? Of course you are. Well, look no further than SockCopRocks.com. That's right, SockCopRocks.com. Go and have fun with all of his antics, all of his shenanigans. What's the animal of the day? I don't know, but you'll find out if you go. Also find him on Periscope and on the Twitters, at Jason Burglar. And don't forget to mention that you heard it first here on the Bumper Podcast. Welcome to the Bumper Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Natty Bumpercar. This is the 300th episode of my show, the Bumper Podcast. I am blown away at how excited I am. I am freaking out at how excited I am. I can't even believe that there are 300 of these at this point. I can't believe that on the 300th episode, we have a new logo. I cannot believe that we started off with a commercial for my friend Sock Hop. Oh, hello, Sock Hop. I see you over there doing your thing, catching your speeders. There's going to be an interview in this episode. We have reviews of things in this episode. I'm not going to give anything away. I'm not going to give away any spoilers. I clearly am very energetic. I just woke up from a nap, which makes me pretty happy. I'm blown away. It's been many weeks since the last episode of the Bumper Podcast, and it's because I've been trying to figure out stuff. I've been trying to, you know, toy with the music. Obviously, there's some new music happening at this point. Honestly, not a fan of it now that I'm listening to it. I kind of miss the old music. That's fine. Things can go back a little bit the way they were before. You know what? We take a few steps forward. I don't care if we take a couple of steps back. That's fine. You would think, because this is the 300th episode, that there would be loads of characters. Maybe Pig would show up. Maybe Producer would show up. Maybe Robot would show up. Maybe Rufus T. Rufus would show up. But guess what, people? Ain't nobody showing up here today. They all went to the beach. Everybody went to the beach without me, which is another reason why I'm sitting here recording this by myself. I'm fine with it. I'm actually excited by it because it means that I get to drive the ship that I initially made. Sounds like we've now got rid of the music completely. Okay, that's an... What is this? It's like on a weird random where they're just grabbing weird loops. Is there anybody in the booth right now? Like, who is running the music? It's just... I guess it's just doing it itself because it is dark in there. There is nothing happening in there. This is... abominable, though. For a 300th episode, I was hoping for confetti. Honestly, if I'm to be honest, I like to be honest. And when I'm honest, I like to be honest. I was hoping for some sort of cake. Maybe, like, everybody was going to come in, surprise me. Like, oh, hey, we got you a cake. And look, here's a bag of goodies. But that didn't happen. 300 episodes in. I feel like you probably know at this point. I certainly know at this point that... my team doesn't respect me. They don't, care what I want. They don't care what I think. And that's fine. I completely understand that. I was talking to my son the other day, and he got this weird concerned look in his eye, and he just, he started shaking his head, and he's like, sometimes there's just too much, right? And I was like, you're 7. Don't you say sometimes there's just too much. Like, I know sometimes there's just too much, but I don't need my 7-year-old to start, you know, backing me up on that. A teacher at my kid's daycare the other day just said, you're going to break, right? And I was just like, ah, yeah, I might break. You know, like, sometimes I feel like I'm going to break. I'm not going to break. I feel like I'm feeling pretty good. I did just, again, wake up from a nap because I was excited about the 300th episode. I feel like I used all my energy right at the beginning of the show, and now I'm kind of at a point where I'm a little bit low energy. I think what I might do, if you're okay with this, is I might kick it over to my friend and yours, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Aloysius J. Pig wrangled up a good friend of mine, a comedian that you have heard on the show before. I talk about him often. Big fan of him. He recently went through some changes. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know if they talk about it in the interview. I haven't listened to it. What I do is I take the audio that I'm given and then I plug it into the show and then I look to see what people say about it. I can't be bothered to listen to it because Pig, he says mean things about me sometimes, but he's going to say great things about his guest. I'm not going to spoil it, but I will let them get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, Here is Aloysius J. Pig interviewing Mr. Adam Lucidi. I just gave it away. God, I'm so terrible at this. Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where he is. He's supposed to be interviewing somebody. It's me, producer, and I am sitting here just waiting. I think the guest is actually on the line, but I don't know, because I don't know how to work the machine. Piggy!
Hey, get away from the...
Okay.
No, I said get away from the...
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I just was trying to be nice to the guest.
Who is it? We have a guest? I thought we stopped doing that on the show. It was too much work. I don't actually like talking, but who's... Give me the sheet. Give me the sheet of paper. Who is it? Ah, seriously? All right, fine. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I think we probably had this dude on a few times. I hope you ain't getting sick of him. I certainly ain't, because he's a hoot. He's a holler. Everybody loves him. Please give a warm... I know that... What? They can't give a warm welcome? But, like, in the cars, wherever they listen to this. Nobody listens? Okay, perfect. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be big for his career. I can tell already. Give it up for the one, the only... Andrew and CD. Is that what he said?
No, it's not what it says.
What does it say? Adam. Adam, my pal. We're going to cut all this, right? Perfect. Go ahead and start talking. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
I'm good, Pig. That was, I don't know if I should be upset or offended happy. Because I heard you say, you know, seriously, like, you know, you didn't want me as a guest. You want me as a guest?
You were supposed to be on mute. You're in the green room, and that's supposed to be a soundproof booth. So what are you talking about?
You need to re-soundproof it.
What part did you... So you heard where I was all, like, excited that you was going to be on a show?
I heard you were excited, but then I also heard that you were, like, irritated.
Yeah, so okay.
I heard the two feelings.
That was a little bit of a... It was a test, because I never got excited. I know. And so you passed the flying colors. You're a nice guy. Clearly, too nice for this room. So it was great having you. And we can't get rid of him? Okay. Well, then you know what? We're gonna keep talking to you. Tell me about yourself. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite color? Anyway, so what? How about the weather? I don't know what to talk about. No, seriously. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not Andrew Moonseedy, or you know, that's one thing about me.
Is this the most aggressive I've ever been with you? I don't know.
I think it is. Yeah, I feel like you've gone Hollywood or something on me. You're big for me now.
I just put the kids to bed, and they really get me into a stressful mood. I probably shouldn't interview people right after that, because I'm like, Bumper Cop, please don't make me put the babies to bed. And he's like, you know, do it. And I'm like, oh. And then, you know, so I got a lot of... I'm wearing a lot of hats. I'm spinning a lot of plates. So your name's not Andrew. We know that already. You're the dude who eats food? What's your gig? Yeah.
I eat foods. I drink drinks.
Oh, you're really multitasking there at the same time?
Yeah. I breathe air.
Oh.
I see things. I hear things.
Do you do stuff?
I do so much stuff.
Tell me one thing that you do that nobody knows about you. This is a little secret. It's just between you and me. Nobody's listening, probably.
I still play Pokemon Go.
No, that they shut that down a while ago, like months and months ago.
No, it's still a thing. It's still
happening. I don't know. No, hold on. Hey, producer, can you get the CEO of Niantic on the line? I want to see. You can't? Okay. This is actually our only line, so we can't even...
Now I feel like you still dabble in Pokemon Go because you remember the name of the business. I don't even know the name of the company. I didn't know the name of the company.
I was at a trade fair, and I got a temporary tattoo of Niantic, and I'm a pig, so I didn't shower that much, so it's still on there a little bit.
All right, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, I dabble. I dabble. I actually, tonight, I found out, do you know when Pokemon first started?
Wasn't it in, like, 97?
Wow, it was 96. That's very impressive. Okay, now we're doing Pokemon trivia. Do you know who the first Pokemon was?
Well, in the Pokedex, or like in the universe, I guess.
It wasn't. I'm not talking Bulbasaur here. Okay, I'm talking. It's a dude you're not gonna know. You might know him. I mean, you might know his name.
Wasn't the first one Mew?
I'm helping you out.
I didn't know if you were gonna say wrong or right.
No, this is how I get things out of my kids. Rhydon. It's Rhydon.
He was the first ever?
That's what the internet told me tonight. The babies, they was like, we can't go to bed until you tell us who the first Pokemon was. And I was just like, oh, fine. And then I were like, ask Siri, because they know how Siri works. And I was just like, dear Siri, because that's how I address her.
So are you talking like first one like created, or like first one in existence? Like, what? I don't know. I don't know where you're going, Rhydon. I don't think that's accurate.
Bro, I said to the dude, Ed, I was just like, tell me who the first Pokemon was. And it told me.
Said Rhydon.
Yes.
Not Rhyhorn. Rhyhorn comes before Rhydon.
I mean, it's not the number in the deck, bro. It's like, so, okay. question. Who is the first Pokemon? Quote. Anti-quote. In real life.
If it's an anti-quote, then it's not real.
Now you're being aggressive. Wow.
I'm saying, you're saying, you know, anti-quote. That obviously means it's not real.
Anti
means no.
I feel like we didn't really get into your wheelhouse until we started talking about Pokemon, because I feel like you think you know some things when in fact you don't know. And I quote, my friend, in real life, the first Pokemon is not what appears in the Pokedex first, which we all know is Bulbasaur, or what legendary Pokemon is said to have created everything. I ain't sure who that is, if I'm to be honest. In fact, the first Pokemon ever designed in real life, it says real life here, the first monster. Did you know there was monsters?
Yeah, pocket monsters, Pokemon.
That's where the name came from?
Yeah.
Oh, now see, I feel like I'm learning something too.
There you go.
I was just trying to make you feel bad. I knew that. In fact, the first Pokemon ever designed in real life, the first monster written into the code of the original games, is surprisingly ordinary. Period. It's Rhydon. And I close quote.
Huh.
Yeah. That's what it says here. And is it?
Oh, yeah. I guess there's a circle right underneath it. It says the first Pokemon ever created isn't what you think.
Uh-huh. See? Wait. What are you doing? You're Googling? Are you doing this now, too?
I'm Googling now. Because you got me concerned and interested.
You don't believe me is what it comes down. Is what it boils down to.
I couldn't believe you.
I know things. I have facts. I walk around the street and people are very impressed with me. They're like, that pig knows things. That pig is going places.
That pig knows that Rhydon is the first Pokemon.
You know what? I bet by the time my head hits my hay pillow tonight, I probably forget it, if I'm to be honest.
I don't know. You're gonna be all comfy in bed. And then all of a sudden, it's going to hit you again. You're going to go, I can't Rhydon.
Let's see. I'm going to look up. I want to see if I have a Rhydon in my Pokedex. Now we're literally just talking. No, hey, what's up, Niantic? I like your little logo. It's right here on my ankle. Niantic. Oh, who is this? Oh, man. I don't know what's happening. It's load. There's loading going on.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of updates.
Yeah, I ain't launched in a long time. So, speaking of updates, why don't you give the crowd some updates about yourself? What's going on in your world? I heard you was getting rid of an air conditioner. I bet you regret that tonight, huh?
Well, I'm holding on to it till the last day that I have to be here.
Yeah, it's smart. Yeah. That's smart. Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the deal. You know, the person can get it for free, but I get to hold on to it till the very last possible second.
I like that idea. All right, now how do I play it? It's we've loaded. I'm pushing the ball. I'm pushing the Pokedex. I don't know how to find it, dude.
I think he's like 100 and... No, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's in 120s. No.
Yeah, because they did the update with, like, now there's the Generation 2 Pokemon.
Oh, no. There's a whole big bunch of them. Yeah. I can't. You know what I got?
Like, you know, there's ones where it says that, you know, Pikachu is an evolved form of something. So, yeah, it's... Ugh.
I don't understand.
I only acknowledge 1 through 151.
I appreciate that. Did you know Bumpaka in grade school, when he was in grade school, one of the projects he did is called 60 Second Pokemon? And what just happened? Was that your glass case that you're trying to sell? Ladies and gentlemen, if anyone wants to buy a glass display case, go to Edom's house.
I dropped my Pokedex.
Your phone?
No, I have a real Pokedex.
Huh?
They had that. It was a real Pokedex, and it had like a little screen on it. And it would, you know, you could look up all the different Pokemon. It would tell you about them and stuff like that. And it was shaped like the actual Pokedex.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is your last name Ketchum?
I wish.
Andrew Ketchum. I think it'd be... What? What happened?
Andrew Ketchum.
Andrew Ketchup. That's my name.
I'm going to say your next comic, Andrew Ketchum.
I switched it to Ketchup already. I already made it even funnier.
Oh, you switched it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you might have seen your next comic on Amazon Prime. Give it up for Andrew Ketchup. There he is.
Yeah.
What'd you eat for dinner tonight? I'm so hungry.
What did I eat? I had like a beef Wellington kind of gimmick. It was some white rice with some beef tips.
Hello, fancy man, huh? I had no idea. Somebody gets a girl, and all of a sudden he's eating beef Wellington, and I'll have spot of Earl Grey as well, I suppose.
It's a quick little thing. You just, you know, put some rice in a pot, and then there's this thing. It's you can get it at Walmart or Acme, and it's the Hormel beef tips. You just pop it in the microwave for 3 minutes, mix the beef tips with the rice, boom, you got a nice little quick meal.
Sounds like you got a very healthy meal. There's a lot of greens to it. There's a lot of sounds like a lot of vitamins and minerals. No, there's none. You're not even trying.
Colorblind, so the beef tips could be green. I don't know.
I assume the rice was white rice, bleached.
As far as I know, I'm colorblind. I don't know.
You're colorblind?
No.
Oh, you trick. You pull my leg. You pull my leg, my hoof right out from under me.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna stop being people's personal trainer, so personal chef and whatnot. So maybe you want to hire me? I can tell you how to eat food that you're not gonna like to eat.
I mean, what kind of dishes do you make?
Have you heard of Brussels sprouts? Raw Brussels sprouts.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Raw. I tried putting them in the oven once. They shrink. I didn't realize that they.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're good. If you take Brussels sprouts, you put them in the oven, you quarter them, bing, 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 cut the bottom off, you know, a little bit, then quarter them, boom, boom, bing, and then you put them in the oven with maybe a little bit of garlic or whatever, some olive oil. Come on, what are you doing? Huh. Oh, or some red pepper, like, you know, like shake, like pizza pep, whatever it's called, red pepper. Oh, it's so good. Oh,
I didn't know that. Know what you're talking about.
Yeah, oh, I cook. Oh, I'm a very culinary pig, you know. And if you leave them in there a long time, since they're quartered, sometimes they'll get like crispy. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I do like them a little crispy. But yeah. I didn't realize that they shrink so small. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're tiny. You know why? Because they're full of water, because they're little plants. And so you put them in the oven, all the water evaporates, they get tiny.
Huh.
You're like, see you later, mashed potato, like that.
Yeah. Ooh, mashed potatoes.
Potatoes are grot. Yum. Just pretty much any potatoes. I like potatoes. Here's what blows my mind about the kids here, because I cook for them sometimes. They're like, yeah, we want French fries. Yeah, we want chips. And that's it. They don't understand the beauty of the potato. It can go to anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Mashed. Utter. I don't know. Other.
tots.
Oh, they don't do tots.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do they not do tots?
Bro, I ain't gonna say nothing because this is Bumper Car Show, but I'm not very smart. You know, they're cute as buttons, but they're you're just like, you can put all the potatoes in the world in front of them, and they'll be like, nope, none of that potato. That potato? Yeah. One potato? Yeah. Two potato? Yeah. Three potato?
But they've been exposed to tots, have they not?
Is that like a Dr. Seuss thing you're doing?
No, I guess it would be, but have they've experienced them before, right? They've been around them.
Tots and tots, a lot. They eat them. No, they eat them not. See what I just did? No, yeah, we've tried. We bought a big bag of tots, and it's actually in the, it's called Bag O' Tots, and they won't even do it.
Like a pillowcase.
Yeah, and they won't touch them. But I mean, every so often they'll give it a shot. But really, they fight it, and I don't understand.
Yeah, that's bizarre. I thought all kids and man children love tots.
You thought all animals in the world love tater tots.
Yeah,
it's like you would walk into Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head's dinner, and they'd be eating a potato tot. You'd just be like, that makes sense.
Yeah, they would still be.
It makes sense. They eat Pringles, of course they're gonna eat tater tots.
I'm kind of disappointed in the baby bumper cars.
So that's what it took to disappoint you? None of the stuff that I said last night on stage? That didn't?
No.
Hey, you were fine with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely fine. But no.
Tater tots.
The lack of tots is just mind-boggling.
Maybe it'll come back in. You know, it's maybe over the summer. Maybe because here's the thing. They have stages. So all of a sudden, they'll just be like, you know what? I eat fish now. Or whatever. No, like, they'll, what are they eating?
They just start their day by declaring things like that? I eat fish now.
Yes, that's what they do. Like, I go to Jersey Mike's a lot, and I get sandwiches. Sandwiches? And I get, I forget what I get. It's delicious, or whatever I get. And one day, we went there, like, a few weeks in a row, and Emerson was like, I want part of your sandwich. And I was like, whoa, bro, you sure? It's got all the, you know, and I was like, and he was like, let me take a bite. And he did, and I didn't tell him I was in it because I didn't want to ruin him. So he a couple of times he tried, and he's like, I'm going to get me a sandwich. And I was like, okay. And he was like, but keep the onions off. And I was like, oh, he did know. He did know there were onions. Okay, so he's figuring things out.
So, wow.
So, but I was just out of the blue. He's just all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, I'm going to eat a sandwich. And I was like, okay, who are you?
Yeah. What have you done with my kid?
Yeah. And here's the thing. If I put all the stuff that was on the sandwich in a bowl in front of him, it would walk away. It would be like, I'll eat the bread, and that's about it.
Well, why would you? You're talking about taking a sandwich, dissecting a sandwich, and putting it in a bowl?
Deconstructed sandwich, okay? Watch a little bit more Food Network. No, it'd be terrible.
You're a monster to dissect a sandwich like that.
Well, it's a salad at that point. What are you doing?
But I mean, who wants a sandwich salad?
Sounds like you just invented a new pop-up stand at the mall. Sandwich salad, who wants it? Get in. Actually, I ate a sandwich today, and the dude behind me, they were like, how can we help you, sire? And he went, I have a tossed salad. And they were like, huh? What do you mean? Because they do. They turn sandwiches into salads, and they were like, which number would you like? And he was like, a tossed salad. Like, angry that they weren't getting what he was saying. And so I just kind of stood back and watched the whole interaction.
Well, I mean, I guess you could have, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I guess you could have, like, an antipasto is like a sandwich in a sandwich salad.
Okay, so maybe somebody's coming back around a little bit.
Because you got the ham and the salami.
Excuse me?
Cheese.
Excuse me?
I heard
cheese was the only thing I heard there.
Salami.
Okay, what? Is that one? I don't,
salami.
Oh, no. Bro, turkey, a chicken. That's about it. That's all we're doing, all right? Maybe a grilled vegetable.
I was just saying, there is ham in there.
Why do you hate me? Is that what this is? Now you're just being mean?
No. Why? Don't you have like a sensor button you can bleep that out later?
Oh, that's true. A producer, do the button thing.
Okay.
He's still over in the corner. He's upset from earlier. So listen, you know what? This was fun. I gotta go because.
Was it because I said ham too much?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm to be honest, we're on the clock. Number one, number two, I did feel like after you found my weak point, you kind of kept prodding it, kind of kept poking it, right?
I didn't even, you know, it was an honest mistake.
If I was just like, hey, I'm a pig, I'm a comedian, I wear hats backwards. Hey, everybody look at me. Why is the mail boy here? Whatever your joke is, I don't know. It's funny, though.
The mail boy. You turned me into a stripper.
Why is the mail boy here? Have you noticed, so in this interview, I had laryngitis for a while, so I didn't talk, that my voice... It don't sound quite like how it used to sound.
No, I didn't notice.
No, okay, good. Then nobody else is gonna notice. We're gonna edit that part out too. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't notice. Whew.
Whew. So listen, this is for episode 300. Thank you for being our special guest. Right?
Yeah. Are you gonna have 300 Spartans run in on your episode too?
Yeah, I've been trying to learn all the lines, and I'm actually shirtless right now, if I'm to be honest. Yeah. I wish I could pull a line from the movie. That seems like it would have been a good part.
I mean, it really only is, this is Sparta, and that's about it. The memorable line.
Are they robots? Is that why they sounded like that?
Well, yeah, they're 300 robots. This is Sparta.
Is that why you do comedy and don't do acting?
Beep, boop, beep. This is Sparta.
What's my line again? This is Sparta. Perfect. And
what
scene.
What would you say, Pick? How would you?
I would be like, I'd be all like.
All right, I'm the casting director. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing today?
No, thank you. Next.
I didn't get to say the line. You didn't say speed.
I'm just looking at your look. You're a pig. Not what we're looking for.
I've been working out for this.
I'm sorry. It's not what we're looking for.
I've been working on my roar. Do you know what that is?
Please, sir.
This is all I got. This is all I got.
122 other people to look through that we're probably going to say no to also.
But how many pigs?
You're the first one, but I
see,
know that
see?
This is not what we're looking. You have a unique look. We'll call you if we have any openings in the future for anything.
I just don't want you to worry about typecasting me is what I'm saying. I'm tough. I can handle it. Just pigeonhole me, put me in there, and I will make the audiences squeal.
We're not gonna pigeonhole.
Like a
you.
Pig.
We might piggyhole you, but we're not gonna pigeonhole you.
I don't know what just happened. I don't even know what just happened.
Sir, please don't cry. Please just leave my office.
I was on a podcast, so I have a lot of experience with this. We did 300 episodes, and I was all like, "This is Sparta," like that. See, I practiced.
You did. Your second mistake was you brought up your podcast during this casting session, and everyone has a podcast.
Why? Do you listen to it?
No.
Wow. Wow.
I saw it on your resume. I saw it on the back of your headshot. and I'm going to assume, based off of the backdrop, that New Jersey comic Mike Salona did your headshot.
true. Now listen, I gotta ask you, if I do, you know, get the pot, because I feel like we're really vibing right now.
You're not.
Is this Niantic tattoo gonna be a problem or not?
Well, we're gonna have to do some sort of makeup, but I mean, you're not getting this part.
I feel like you're starting to shine to me. Is all I'm saying. I feel like there's some sort of, you know, thing happening right now.
I've already spent way too much time on you.
Perfect.
I have 747 people to look through now.
You know what I'm going to do you a favor? I'm going to head on out of here, but I'll give you a call back, okay? I'm going to call you back.
No, please don't. Please don't. I get flooded with emails. I get flooded with emails. They go right to my spam. People just say, did I get it? Did I? Hello, just checking in. Thanks so much. I don't read them. I don't read them.
You must be mistaken. I'm not going to email you. I know where you live. I'm going to stop by. We're going to nosh, you know, maybe have a salad sandwich. I don't know what we're going to do, but it's going to be a nice time. And scene. All right. Well, listen, episode 300. This is Sparta. And I am Aloysius J. Pig. You are?
Adam Lucidi.
Are you sure? Is that not what the paper says. That is not what this piece of paper says.
I know, but it was a typo, and your autocorrect doesn't work for some reason.
All right. Andrew Ketchup is here, everyone. Hey, so when you are you going to still be you'll still be part of the show moving like into the future, huh?
What show?
This podcast. I'm not asking you to be part of the show. I'm just saying every so often we might call you and talk to you because you seem to talk okay.
Oh yeah, you can call me if you need to.
You got good words. You're not gonna like I don't know move and change your number or nothing, huh?
No, I'm not gonna change my number, change my name, or anything like that. You know how to get a hold of me.
Okay, because I worry about you. You know, big world out there.
I know it's. It's a big world. It's a big, scary world, but, you know,
I mean,
I'll always be your best pal.
You literally just tonight found out the Brussels sprouts shrink in the oven. So, I mean, I feel like you've got a lot to learn.
And I'm excited. I'm excited to learn things like that out there.
Wow. Here's your next tip. Beef Wellington?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really beef.
But it says beef tips on the box.
Did you read the back or the front?
The front.
Okay. You have a good night, all right? I want you to have a good night. Just don't flip the box over. Don't dig in the trash and pull the back out, all right?
Okay.
Because you know what you just ate, my friend?
What?
Beet tips. They're actually rutabaga beets.
Well, then there you go. There's my little bit of healthy then.
Oh, look at you bringing it around. Look at you. All right, producer, we done? Why don't you talk? Just you're nodding. Okay, yeah, he goes, yeah. All right. Adam Lucidi, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Episode 300. And click.
Okay, so that was the end of the interview, I guess. Aloysius J. Pig, want to thank Adam Lucidi for being on the show, the big 300th episode. Very happy to always have him here. A lot of stuff was talked about. I heard some stuff about Pokemon. I heard some stuff about Adam leaving. I had no idea about that, so that was news to me. Cool, the music started up again. Good, because I was worried that was going to be gone for the whole episode. Anyway, I don't care. Episode 300, we are here. We made it. I'm happy. You're happy. You heard from Adam. Everyone loves Adam. You heard from Pig. Everyone loves Pig. I would love for Pig to be here so that I could do like that kind of thing that we did. Okay. After some of the old episodes where he would I'd be like, hey, Pig, what'd you think of the interview? Whatever, he would probably say mean things. He'd be like, ah, rah, rah, I'm Pig. I don't like blah, blah, whatever he says. I don't know. Anyway, it is now time, because we're just rocketing through. We have new segments, and I'm excited. I'm digging into my toy chest here, and we have a new segment right now, and it's called Reviews, and that's where we review cool things. And this review, I'm pretty excited about myself, because I've been excited to get this thing in the house for a long time. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the Reviews. All right, hey everybody, it's me again, Natty Bumper Car, with the reviews. Today, we have a bag. You hear this bag? That's a bag. I'm going to take the first thing out of this bag. It is a white bag. I'm taking the box out of the bag. I'm going to hold this box up to the microphone, even though you cannot see it. It is a box. An unopened iPad Pro 10.5-inch. The newest of the new, the happiest of the happiest, the best of the best. I am so excited about this. I have been waiting for Apple to update the iPad Pro into this new version because I've always drawn with a Wacom tablet, and haven't always, but for the past few years. And so I was waiting for one that I could carry around. Well, now I have it, so here it is. I'm not going to open it, because I just want to review the experience of holding this box. It's magical. It feels expensive. It feels like it's very expensive, is how it feels. Oh, and look, hold on. In the box also, we have another little tinier box. It's a smaller box. This is a box. This is the cover, the smart cover. So it's got like a little keyboard here. It's thinner than the other box. It's also white. So that's cool. It feels expensive also, not as expensive as the iPad, obviously. Rooting around in the box and... Okay. Look at this. We have a receipt. That's always exciting to get. And, of course, one more box. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the Apple Pencil. It's a white box also. I cannot wait to use them. All right, so that's one of the new episodes. New sections of the podcast. It's reviews. I feel like it went pretty well. I got an iPad Pro. It's not opened yet. You know, what can I say? It's in a box. I like staring at the box. It gives me the feeling of potential, right? Something exciting is going to happen. Until my children come along, rip it out of my hands, and break it like they do everything else in my life. I have so many stories to catch you guys up on. So much stuff has happened since the last time I recorded. But I feel like we've been talking long enough. This is almost 40 minutes. Happy 300th episode, everybody. I've been Natty Bumper Car, and I,
Wait a minute, hey. Bumper Car. You didn't think that we was going to let you have this little party all by yourself, did you? Rufus jumping up in the pool, jumping up in the scene, jumping up in the spot.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We do a rap song.
That was good.
Hey, Bumper Car, happy 300th episode. Happy 300.
What's wrong with you?
300, I can't.
Are you okay?
Happy three.
Three.
Happy number three. I'm done. This is me. How was that interview? Did you
it
like
it?
Did you like
great.
It? The review you did was great.
Thank you.
Accidentally broke the box.
What?
The thing that was in the box shattered. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I'm happy to be here, too. I'm so happy that I was invited.
You actually weren't invited, just so you know, bro.
Let's be nice. Oh,
that's fine. I'm happy about that, too.
Thanks.
Okay.
We've been hiding in the booth the whole time you were recording your show, and it was so good. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Even without producer.
Yeah, well.
You barely need me. I understand.
I actually wrote you a song.
Oh, a song? That's cool. That's
great. Do you
want
to hear how it goes?
Honestly, I'm good. I think we're at the end of the show, and we don't really need to hear the song right now.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Okay.
That's good. That's fine.
I'm going to finish the episode. So anyway, guys, again, what I was saying, it was so cool to have you and everything, and I was just...